We've been here over 50 years, and there were one or two snowdrops here when we came, very small ones. I've never seen anything like it anywhere else, but they were quite tiny. But I didn't really take an interest in snowdrops right away. I'm a keen gardener, and we started from scratch here, as I say, over 50 years ago. I did horticulture at college, and I married a farmer, so that was sort of ideal as far as I was concerned. But when I started growing snowdrops was when we were interested in raising money for the church. We had had a series of fetes for at least 25 years, one after the other, in the second week of June. And Lady Harrod at the time, she was living in the rectory at Holt, and she used to open her garden every year, snowdrop time. She did a couple of Thursdays for the Norfolk Gardens Trust. She was very, very keen, and she used to raise a lot of money, something like £1,200 in a morning. And I thought, oh, if she can raise money showing her snowdrops, then that's perhaps what I ought to be doing. So we started by buying snowdrops in the green from Walsingham. They were advertised. We had 100 singles and 100 doubles, and we planted them the front of the garden under the chestnut tree. And after a time, we separated the bulbs and planted them in various other places in the garden. So we had quite a lot of snowdrops. And people say, well, how can you possibly have 100 different varieties? Well, some are yellow, have yellow markings and have yellow ovaries. Others have green stripes, and some have green on the edge of the ends of the petals. And there's a tremendous variety.
People will be surprised that there are lots and lots of different varieties of snowdrop.
I think they would be, because the one you see growing wild in the woods is Galanthus nivalis, and they do vary quite a lot because they hybridize. Somehow they get, I don't know what it is, but you get seedlings appear with different variations. The nivalis in the woods, I would like to think, were native to this country, but apparently they're not. They probably came in with the Romans, but they have multiplied tremendously all over the country. But we've got different varieties that come from different species from different places in the world. And apparently in the Crimea War, for instance, they came back from that area. The soldiers brought them back, I suppose, in their pockets, because they're found often, perhaps clergy's sons planted them in the churchyards, and there's a lot. They've found a lot of various rather interesting hybrids that have grown in the churchyards, and that was supposed to be, coming back from the Crimea War. So, and that's how you've sort of we've got the variations.
And you obviously open your gardens. What sort of reaction do you get from people?
Well, they love to come. The thing about it opening at that time of the year is there's not a lot of competition, and if we open then, there's probably one or two other gardens and not many, and people want to get out in the spring, and you can raise quite a nice lot of money for your various charities. Whereas if you open in June or July, there's trails of gardens, and if you open for a charity and you one year you get say £1,000 and another year, you've got a lot of competition, and you get sort of 30 or 40 because it's raining. People are very disappointed, but in February they like to get out, and even if it's raining, they can put on their welly boots and bring their umbrellas, and we provide teas and coffees and light lunches, and they can have a hot drink, and they're prepared for the weather often. So we get a nice response.
What sort of reaction do you get from people looking at your snowdrops?
A lot of them are very surprised at the variety and the different shapes and sizes. And a lot of people are also interested in the names, and they may not be very different, or they may not grow very, very well. But I remember somebody saying to me, oh, I must have one of Mrs. Thompson, that's my name, and I must have a Mrs. Thompson. And it's like that, really. But I wouldn't. I mean, people who are mad about snowdrops are called galanthophiles, but I wouldn't call myself a galanthophile. I don't want every variety and collect them like you would collect stamps. because some people do. I mean, I like to have my snowdrops growing in a garden situation so they look nice with all the other plants.
And how's the weather been so far for snowdrops?
Well, everybody's worried, and they're always worried. They come to you and they say, oh, the snowdrops are out in my garden, there won't be any left in a couple of months, or, you know, and I say, don't worry about it, because the seasons change. So if it's warm and you get a few snowdrops out, the weather, with the swings and roundabouts, the weather's bound to go cold, which it has done now, and they'll slow up. And snowdrops don't come and go in a week. It's this time of year when you can enjoy a snowdrop for about a couple of months, you know. And you can't enjoy snowdrops till they're well open, because you don't see the varieties. Because when they're closed up like a little bud, you don't see the inside of the petals. So they want to be fully open.